holding in Shinya Zayin Sif Aleph, we're holding Mishabur Sif Katan Yudalit. So now the Ramah said over here, a Kiddush. It's a very big Kiddush if you think about it. The Ramah said that, okay, according to Rashi, any knot that you make for short term is mutter, right? Even if it's a Maisa Uman. According to the Rambam, a Maisa Uman is usher, even if it's done for short term. What's the definition of Maisa Uman? So it comes to Ramah, the Ramah says any double knot is, you have three Choshesh, is maybe a Maisa Uman. So what's the logic behind that? Obviously, a double knot is not a simple square knot, a simple double knot is not a Maisa Uman. So what's the logic? So the Mishibura, Yudal, the Yeshi Zor, Perish, came into the Rif, Ramam, Osala Chaskila, Ba'uman, Filkishamata, Ba'ba'yam. So we have the Chumra of the Rambam on the Rif. They say that an Uman, even if it's for that day, is going to be awesome. And we're not sure exactly what the definition of Kesher Shel Uman is. When we stop, the Chol Kesher Shekoser Nosei Hadek Heitev, Havi Shel Uman. There's the logic behind Uman, the Ramah really is saying, is it's not a special din in Uman. Like, Mehechot Heisi, that the Uman should be dafka, the definition of a kesher. Where did you get that from? Teretz is, Uman is an example of a kesher, which is a tight kesher. So the idea behind Uman is going to be not so much that it's a din in Uman, it's a din in a kesher, which is a strong kesher. Okay? A square knot is a strong knot. Okay. Mashakasa Bashum Kesher Basam I feel oisan akshorim mvorum the kamum simin zed the mutter lichur willahatur hano davka bekesherecho. So now Sir Shlomo Zalman takes this Mishabura and this, you know, which is really it's a mug of rum. And he says, so that means if you tie a double knot loosely, this chumra doesn't apply. Because you're planning to be matzah by Yom. So that's aleph. So you don't have, according to Rashi in the Rosh, it's mutter anyway. A extraordinary, complicated knot, which is by definition, I'm assuming, it's not either. The only reason why it's called a Maisa Uman is because it shares with most knot. It shares with Uman knots the fact that it's a strong knot. Well, it's not. It's a weak knot. So that's mutter. So the example which he talks about, that the women would tie their tichel. Sometimes they would tie the tichel. They would do a double knot to keep the tichel in place. It wasn't a very tight knot. They wouldn't make it very tight because it would be tight around their head. So they do a loose knot. She said, that's mutter. That's mutter. So this chumra of the Ramah, the Ramah Achmaran to Kshorim, is only if it's done tightly. Which is mistaber that's the logic behind that. And Riyashav also. So that I remember from Shirish Abbas Gilchasa, but I saw now in the Horus and the Dirsh Mishabura, which I forgot to bring, that he brings that Rabbi Yashav also says the same logic. So if you do a double knot loosely, that doesn't go into this chumra. Now it's all talking about a case where you're going to be matzah less than 24 hours. It's more than 24 hours, you forget about the knot. The problem is, according to Rashi, anything, the most simplest knot in the world is going to be a problem. It's more than 24 hours. Fine. Then he said, if you tie a rope onto itself, at the end of the rope, you tie something onto itself, that's the same thing as snake short. Dozmi Sadek Shaper Mikri Kesher Shaluman. So one knot is enough to make it be mishadik shaper, and therefore it's called a kesher shaluman. So here you see again this idea that really one knot really is a knot. The idea of one tying it once is considered a knot. Just the reason why it's mutter when it's two pieces being tied together, because it's not going to last at all. It has no ability to last. So that's the regular concept of Shakayama, which exists by all of the Lama Tes Malachos. There has to have some substance to it, that you're doing something. So I'm not really doing anything, whereas you should just tie it one time, it doesn't stay. The discussion of Shakayama, which we're discussing over here, and those type of things, is a knot which on its own really will last, just you have intent or not intent, etc. but something which is bechal will not last. So one knot between two ends is not going to stay. One knot on one end will stay. So that's a kesher. So the Bir Lach over here just points out Rosh Echad Shel Chut Hudin Shel Chevel Smak Shel Maishem Biru that may Rosh the Rosh Chut Shel Tvira Gam Kein Dai B'Kesher Echad. A person will put a knot at the end of a thread that it shouldn't pull through as he's sewing. See, even one knot is going to be problematic. Okay.
When we talk about knots, are we talking about knots which are tied for some purpose? If I take a piece of string and twist it and tie a knot in it, am I over it anything? Is that making a knot?
You need malachas moshavas, it has to have significance. Normally, the person we want to play, he's practicing making knots. There's no purpose, just in practicing making the knot. But yeah, he made a knot. That would be considered purposeful. You need purposeful. I mean, he has to have intent to do it. As I said, in a case where he had no intent to do it, the case of the Magen Avraham, where he was intending to tie a bow and then making a knot, is mutter. That wasn't purposeful. Okay. Zogt the mechaber sif beis nishvutuloy rutzuos middle of a sandal. So the shoelace, the rutzua came out of the shoe or the sandal. Ashenishvut roiv haregel. That the pieces were sort of tied together, and one piece got untied. But the lahasa ritzuas the mekayman, b'lash lo yiksha. You can put them back in as long as you don't tie. Hagav adavka shiruchu lahazir b'loy tarach. I'm sorry, tarach lezeh osur d'chashin and shem yiksha. We're afraid that if it's going to be difficult to put it in, you don't want it to happen again. So then, how would you prevent it from happening again? By tying a knot. So it's usur, because you might come to tie a knot. But if it goes in easily, it's not a problem. Now, really this din, even though it's really the topic of Yiras Kasher Matir, really the point of this din is actually a tikkun mana issue. Is it considered tikkun mana putting the shoelaces back into the shoe? The answer is yes and no. That the Mishavura test Zion Nishmatu is if the Ritsuas came out, the straps came out, you want to put them back in as much of a middle chodesh. But if it's a new shoe which has never had the straps put in yet, so Osir Litan and Ritsuas Bishabas, I feel my neck of Rochab, even though the neck of is Rochab, it's not a tircha to put it in, like the Mishavura, like the Ramos case, where it's difficult, so you're not going to want it to get out. So it goes in very easily. So no, because there you might come to tie a knot, but it's also because the masakin mona, because the shoe without the straps, without the laces, is not going to function. And adding the shoelaces is a tikkun in the shoe. But if it was in there once and they pulled out, putting it back in is mutter. That's the chiddush of the sif. So the chiddush of the sif is in a scenario where it was in there already, and it came out. That's not called tikkun mona, putting it back in. But if it's putting in the first time, that's going to be awesome.
Putting
the starbel of a mikdasayim. What?
Putting what in for the first time?
The shoelaces. Huden the starbel of a mikdasayim chadoshim. So you have a coat, or you have a pants, and they have like a drawstring, and you have loops, and you put the strap through the loops, and then you tie it that way. So putting the rope that you're using for the drawstring through the putting it through the loops to allow you to then draw and tighten your garment, whether it's the coat or whether it's the pants, is the same issue, but it's never been in there before. It's also after Shom Ritzuas or Mashicha, the Vatali Hasim, it's instead of taking one of putting in a Ritzuas or a Mashicha, which is a string, Mikri Misakin Mono. So why don't I put a belt in? You're putting a belt through the loops. Teretz is that a belt is sharlach nisa. I feel a bit chazaim chadashim. It's not a tikkun manos. I'm saying you've added a new element to your pants. Sometimes you put in the pants and leave it there. You've added another element to the pants, and that the pants function better with that. So it's a tikkun manos. The belt is made to go in and out, so it's not a tikkun in the pants.
Suppose that the pants are so big they wouldn't stay up without the belt.
His point is, since you do not leave him in the pants, it's not considered a tikkun in the pants.
No, leaving him, he's putting him in, it's a machnis.
I understand, but since you don't leave him there, it's not a tikkun in the pants. It's not you change the pants. The pants remain the same, and I'm holding them up with my hands. Instead of my hands, using a belt. The reason why it's also weird is because I'm doing a tikkun in the item by adding another. There's another component to this. The case of the drawstring. The way the pants function is with the drawstring. So that's another component to the pants. So you add another component which was missing. You've done a tikkun in the pants. A belt is not another component in the pants. It's a distinct separate item. The raya is, it doesn't stay there.
That's so you couldn't consider it makabah patish, putting the belt in? You're making it usable. You're finishing up the
But as I was saying, you're not finishing up because it's not part of the pants. With makabah, is always in some way, I'm making the item better.
Right.
Over here, I'm not making the pants better. The pants remain the same.
Making it usable.
I understand. You're not making the pants usable. The pants remain the same. If I put something in there and it stays there, I've changed the pants. So that's a tikkun in the pants. Right. That's makapadish. Right. That's what he means to tikkun on. The pants remain the same. I stand the whole shop is holding it. Now I go with this. It's not usable. That's a makapadish. It means I'm holding it. Right. So I use a belt instead.
Okay.
Now that's what he's saying. I mean, that's his kasha. His kasha was talking about what's pshat. Why are belts mutter? And his answer is because that they don't stay there. Rav Regel, Shemanal Shalahem Hayasuyim Parakim, their shoes were made out of pieces. Mekubar Mayanei Ritzuas, and they would have straps which hold the different parts of the shoe together. Mekushanish Chelak Haminal Shal Rav Regel Mimekarmai. So when the part which goes onto the majority of the foot came off, Machziroi Mahatke Mechadash Ayanei Ritzuas, you would use the Ritzuas to put it back together. Those ritsuas, you're putting in the first time the ritsuas which hold the different parts of the components of the shoe together, it's a problem. If the ritsuas came out, you want to put it back in, therefore hold the thing together, that's a mutter. Yesh b'farshim the nishmat minal v'mirim ragal yadei she'enam mahudik ritzalitain ritsuah b'nekev acher. It didn't tie well, so you want to move the ritsuah from the hole that it's in into a different hole that should be more tight, and we're saying that that's mutter because it's not adding the ritzuah. The ritzuah is already there. She had to put ritzuahs back from Kaimon, but zati mishabura, but davka oisin ritzuahs. Our ritzuah chadasha shlohoyis hashom yarat mitchila aser the mikri misakin mona. Adding new shoelaces is a problem because that's a new tikkun. Putting the old shoelaces back is not called a tikkun. The shoelaces were here before, they're here again, etc. Adding new shoelaces, even though they could function the same way, but my shoelace tore and I want to put a new shoelace in. That you can't do.
So if I put a new belt in, that's also asr?
Well, belt we're saying is mutter.
Belt, but since we're talking about new ritzuas, and maybe we're talking about the old, we're talking about the old ritzuas, maybe we're talking about the old belt. It's almost as though the belt is part of the garment. You're not really changing the garment.
Right, that's what we're saying. It's not changing the garment.
But if it's a new belt, that's like a new ritzuah to me.
Again, he's going with his assumption that something which doesn't stay there, is not made to stay there, is not called tikkun mana. So whether it's new or old wouldn't make a difference. Because it's not part of the garment, it's not a tikkun on the garment. It makes you function better, but it's not a tikkun on the garment. It's a distinct item. His point is you're putting in something which is going to stay there now, so that then you've changed the garment in some way.
The chiddush is that you can return it if it was there already. That seems to be a bit of a chiddush.
It is a chiddush,
right? Because once you did a tikkun mara once, somehow you don't. It's not called a tikkun mara. You do the same thing a second time.
Correct. But he can't tie it. Shall yikshur and perish? Shall yasa kesher beroisher? Shall yishomet? Then we kesher shakayama. It's a knot in the ritzua. So it's only it's a knot at the end of the ritzua. It's only one knot, but it's a knot which is going to stay. So that's also comes from Ramah. The Ramah says it's all talking about you can put it in below terach. That the holes the neck of is large enough that it's easy to put in. So you know what? He put it in. It worst comes to worst, it comes out again. He'll put it in again. But something which is a very big tircha to get it through the holes, he doesn't want to go through this. Do this again. He's gonna. There's a gzera. He might tie a knot at the end. Tanisha nekem rochav. It's the holes are wide. B'charim hezikav al zeh. The field a nekem rochav also b'malkam shargilam likshur. Shin and shema yikshur. B'malkam shanekem tzar. Field b'malkam shema yikshur likshur also the tzarach terach. The Ramah is mixing together the Tzorich Torah. The Ramah is mixing together two issues. The Chronim's problem is that there is one issue of a Gezer of Shem and Yikshur, which is if the Derech in that place is people tie, put a knot at the end of the Ritzua, the strap that they're putting into the shoe, so then you have a Gezer of Shem and Yikshur. One issue. There's a second issue, Chazal Asher Tircha on Shabbos, putting a drawstring through the internal drawstring through the top of your sweatpants. You know, it's tedious. You move a little bit and then you bunch it up and then you move a little more. It's chazal asa because it's here. It has nothing to do with gzeira shem yikshur. Your tzur shalano minayli minachasayim to give them likshur operation from a neck of rochav aser lachziran vayin biralach. So once that's true, the issue of kshira is there independent whether it's rochav or not. If it just depends on what's the standard in that place where you're living was to tie a knot at the end or not. That's the only criteria. So even if the neck is rochav, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. Okay. The Bir Lacha wants to maybe suggest an answer on the Ramah. So that's the mice. The mice of the Mishabura is saying that the economic case of the derech is to be kosher, so it's also to put it in, even if the nekev is rochav, and if the nekev is tsar, it's also even though there's nothing to do with kshira because of the tircha involved. Gimel. But here in Beis HaTzavur, now I have to tell you, I don't have exactly the metzius. So the person brought his garment. He had a garment which was something along the lines of a poncho type of a thing. That there's a hole for the head. It's a big long garment with a hole in the middle for the head. And apparently, the Gemara says that the kaivsim, the washerman, would sometimes run a string through the middle of the hole as a way to help when they're washing it. So now I get it back from the kivis, and there's this string there which is blocking my head from going through the hole. So I want to untie that knot. Material based itself would be kesher shakosher kivis. Shener kesher shakayama. It's not called a kesher shakayama, even though it's. He ties it tightly, but as long as he plans on tying within 24 hours, so it's not called a kesher shakayama. Now, he plans to give it back to the owner, and the owner will untie it immediately. So, even though the owner might not untie it immediately, but as far as he's concerned, he just needs it to stay in place until the owner gets it. What the owner does with it is the owner's business. So that's called not a kesher shakayama, because as far as he's concerned, it can be untied immediately. Even though it might actually, the owner might take it home and hang it up in his closet and not untie it until 5 days later. But since he's agreeable to have it untied immediately, that's called not shakayama. Okay.
Who is agreeable?
Yeah. The kaivis who ties the knot, as far as he's concerned, as soon as he finishes with it, let the Baal HaBayis pick it up from the store, untie it, and use it. He has no interest at all leaving that knot longer than that. The reality is it might sit in the store for 3 days till the guy picks it up, and then it might take 3 days till he uses it at home. But that's not the kaivis. His act of kshira is for a very limited amount of time. That's his intent. So we'll see the Mishabura. The Mishabura has a shayla, has a discussion about that, what I just said. When you make the garment originally, so part of the process of making the garment, you have to open up the, you have to cut out the base of tzavar.
Yeah.
So that's obviously tikkun mona. And even when the person's making it, if part of the process is to cut the hole and then put this rope through the middle, it's part of the process of making the garment, and then eventually untie that knot. So that's still called the tikkun mona, because that's part of the process of making the garment still. So that's been a problem, even if it wasn't the first time of opening the hole. They opened the hole already, and they completed the process of making the hole. And then in the process of making the garment, they retied it, and now they want to untie it. That's all called, that's not the case of the kibbutz, that's called tikkun mona still, and it's a problem. Now he throws in a lashon of either he was kosher it or he was tofer it. So here's the first time that the Ramah hints to the fact that there's going to be a heter in tefira of enesh hakayama. But regards to right now, he's saying iser. He's saying the iser is tikkun mona. So cutting through the stitches or untying the knot would be the same. Both would be iser because of tikkun mona. So when they make the shoes, they stitch them together. They put like one or two loops together. Since when you get your pair, the pair stays together. Now he made the shoe, then he stitches together. So you could argue that that's like already, it's completed already. It's not a tikkun mona. But since the way, part of the process of making this thing ready to deliver or to sell is to sew it together, that's part of the process of making how you make the shoe to sell. And now when you tear it apart, that's the final tikkun mona, is only when you tear it apart. Well, the tira eina shakayama. I'm sorry, no. The first is over, he's saying over here, he says in a case of tefira, there is no heter shakayama. Dein chiluk b'tefira ben shakayama leina shakayama. So the first opinion over here says that tefira, there's no heter ben shakayama. But b'yesh matirim b'tefira shena shakayama ben lahater b'fnei amoritz. So Rikar Pesach in halacha is we accept this yesh matirim, but we don't do it in front of an amoritz. Because that'll be confusing to him. He'll end up being mafter more than you would like them to be mafter. Okay. So the Mishabura. Chafal. So the Kovis puts it, ties it together, does his job, brings it back to where his kiosk. And the Balabayas picks it up. So the Balabayas can pick it up immediately. So as far as he's concerned, it still only lasts till then. And you see over here that the Taz says the case was, but he knew that the Balabayas is coming back today. If that wasn't true, so the Kovis is tying it that it shall last till the Balabayas picks up tomorrow. So it's Shalkayama. So now, once it's shakayama, you can't untie it. Even if it's only shakayama b'mixes, it's also mirabon to untie it. All of the discussion they have about the issues of opening tabs. So it's really built about this remo over here. That if you're, the problem with the tab is then the shin mem. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Rambam holds that gluing something together is a told of Teifer, and tearing it apart is a told of Karei. So when you have a tab, there's an adhesive which holds the covering of the tab onto the tab. That's a glue. So the two things are glued together. When you pull off that covering, it's at the back, the adhesive on your bandage. So you pull off that the white strip which covers the bandage. It's glued on. There's an adhesive which holds it onto the back of the bandage. You pull it off, you're doing kareya. Right? So, but if once you say there's a heter of enosh hakayama in Teifer and kareya, so now Johnson & Johnson makes this bandage. They're very happy you should go to bring the box to the store, and the day they make it, it should be sold the day they make it, and the guy should use every bandage the day they make it and go buy more. They're very happy. But the reality is it might sit in the warehouse for 6 months, and then in the store for 3 months, and then in the guy's medicine chest for 10 years. You know, that's reality. But as far as they're concerned, they'd be happy all undone today. So that's this machloek is over here. The point is, the kibbutz is, I'm very happy that Balabai should pick it up today and take it home and untie it. It might not happen, but that's not my business.
So by Tofer and Koreas, there are also three levels of kayama?
Good question. I'm not sure. Let's hold it here.
So that's why Velcro is okay?
Velcro, actually, the head of Velcro is because it's considered a hook and an eye. Really what a Velcro is, it's multiple minute hooks and eyes. So it's a loop, so really it's not a mice of fear at all. Which is how you get around using the Velcro on your when you do Galila, that even though it's going to last until next Shabbos, it's not a problem, because it's not a pressure, it's not a typhoon. Okay.